Angie is going to come with us and share her testimony of what the Lord's done in her life. Angie?
John hasn't been here as long as I have. That's why he doesn't know. If John Crawford were up here sharing his testimony, he would say, I was born at a very early age. But for me, that just doesn't go over. But I was born a very, very long time ago, actually. My discussion group knows all about me, but they can check me out now to see if I'm telling you the same things that I told them the first day when we met together. I was born in the heart of the United States, in the Midwest, in Iowa, on a farm, in a family of six children, and we raised lots of corn and all kinds of grains and cattle and pigs and so on. So we all learned to work hard, I think, at a very early age. And it seems like being the second to the oldest, the first daughter, it seemed like I learned to work. I thought it was very, very hard. But actually, I'm very grateful for all that I learned while I was on the farm back in Iowa. I also had the privilege of growing up in a Christian home and going to a fine evangelical church in a small town there in the countryside in Iowa. And it was there that I heard about Christ. And at the age of 10 or 11, I realized that I needed to open up my heart and let Jesus come in. And that's exactly what I did. I can remember it today just as though it happened today. But I didn't know anything about assurance of salvation, so it seemed like I was forever asking him to come into my heart again and again. But I did grow somewhat. I know I did. And I had the privilege of teaching Sunday school and being a part of that church. And then after high school, I went to college and became a school teacher. Taught fifth grade in Minneapolis. And it was there while I was teaching in Minneapolis that I was invited to a navigator seminar. And I had never heard of the navigators, nor had I ever heard of a seminar, a seminar for females. And but that cold February morning, or afternoon, I should say, just going to this home in South Minneapolis and knocking at the door, and this young woman who answered the door, there was something about her. There was a radiant countenance that she had, and there was a warmth. And she just looked really beautiful to me. And I was just so excited about going into that home and seeing who else would be there. And it seemed that that room was just filled to overflowing with these same kind of young women. And that afternoon, Joyce Turner spoke to us on the perfect heart. And it seemed to me that she was speaking not only on the subject, but from a perfect heart, and that she knew the scriptures really well, and it just went together, her life and what she was sharing and the word. She really knew the word. And I thought to myself as I sat there, I'd like to be like this woman someday. And after the meeting was over, I asked one of the young women there, I said, whatever you people are involved in, could I get involved in this too? And this one gal looked at me and smiled, and she said, would you like to get into a Bible study? And I said, yes. And that was the first time that I ever had known anything about personal Bible study, just taking the Bible and studying it beforehand and writing down answers, having to think and write down answers and making personal application like we're doing this week in our Bible study discussion groups. And every time I think about knowing Christ, what is second to that is getting into a personal Bible study and beginning to grow and develop in our Christian walk. And after that, it wasn't long before I moved into a navigator home with five other young women and a woman by the name of Lou Stevens, who's with the navigators today in Japan, was our leader. And that year that I lived with her, we were studying the book of Romans. And it seemed like every chapter that we studied, God was speaking to me about missions. And I just could not get away from that. No one could understand how I got my applications. But God was really dealing with me. And it seemed like every song that we sang, and I love music, and music really speaks to my heart. And messages that I heard in my church, it all bombarded me with missions. And as I talked to Lou, my leader, she just had missions on her heart. She was a nurse. She was a graduate of Multnomah School of the Bible. And she had lots of missionary friends. And one of her missionary friends from Wycliffe Bible Translators visited one day. And I had already resigned my teaching position, not just impulsively, but because I knew God was leading me away. And I needed to cut my ties and let God lead me. And so I was already free in a way. And I know when this man came to speak to us that day, he began to tell about the need for school teachers in Peru, South America. And all my roommates in one big chorus said, "Vanji, that sounds like a good opportunity for you." And I remember saying, "Well, maybe someday I'll be there." And actually, it wasn't many months before I was there. And God really led me very, very specifically. And if we had lots and lots of time, because I'm a very detailed person, I could tell you all the ways how God directed me. And if I did that with the rest of my life, we'd be here all night until midnight at least. But I taught in the jungle of Peru for 2 years, and then in a mission girls' school in Lima, the capital city, for 2.5 years. And then I was asked to return to the United States to help my brother take care of his children. His wife had died. And if I could tell you all kinds of things of how God directed me back, very, very specifically, the same that he directed me to South America, but his ways of directing were different. And just to show you and to show myself, we cannot limit God. So living with my brother, that was another real training program too, for 1 year and 9 months, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. And after he remarried, I went back to Minneapolis and taught school again. I had girls living with me in apartments and homes. And later, after I'd been there again for a few years, I was asked if I would go to the Washington, D.C. area to work with the Navigators, the Navigator girls there. And I remember wondering if that really would be God's will for me. And it was like a one-year period of time as I was thinking and contemplating if that was right. A verse, a prayer verse that God gave me at that time was Psalm 86:11 in the Living. And it says, "Tell me where you want me to go, and I will go there. May every fiber of my being unite in reverence to thy name." In other words, may every little part of me be desirous of doing this, doing it wholeheartedly. And that's really the way God led me to the Washington, D.C. area. And that was a tremendous 4 years. I wouldn't trade that for anything either. And then 2 years in the Philadelphia area, and then 3 years here at Glen Eyrie. And as I think back over my life, I just wouldn't trade any of the opportunities that I've had. I think God has given me various and sundry opportunities just to broaden my perspective, to see the world, to really see God's world, and to really have a better understanding of people, all kinds of people, from little people to big people. And it's really a joy to be here. And I'll tell you, from Washington to Philadelphia to the Glen, he used that same verse in my life. And I want to pray that prayer wherever God leads me. And I would suggest that for you too. Psalm 86:11 in the Living. "Tell me where you want me to go, and I will go there. May every fiber of my being unite in reverence to thy name." Thank you.